You have reached Atheist Republic voicemails. God may not be listening to you, but the citizens of the Atheist Republic are. Leave us a voicemail on atheistrepublic.com for a chance to have your message broadcast to our followers worldwide. Send us your opinions, stories, advice, or concerns. Together, we'll build a platform for atheist voices all around the globe.
My primary problem with the belief in a supreme being, even by those who act kindly to others, is that such belief in superstitious nonsense gives credibility to others whose belief leads them to do truly horrible things.
Hello, my friends. I am from Bangladesh and I am from an extreme Muslim family. My parents are Muslim, for that they sent me to an Islamic education institute for education. And I studied in a Qaumi Madrasa and memorized the Quran. But one day I found that the Islamic religion is totally, you know, the religions are false, and Islam religion is, especially the Islam religion, is torturing women too much. They're torturing all women without any reason. So I don't want my mom and my sister or my any cousin, women, to be tortured by religion. I don't want that. So for that, I started working again on that religion. But people, because I was from an extreme Muslim family, for that the local leaders of Hafazat-e Islam, because I am from a big, I am educated from a big institute, big educational institute of Hafazat-e Islam in Qaumi Madrasa. So for that, the leaders of Hafazat-e Islam decided to kill me, and they tried to kill me. And then I, you know, I started writing a book. Against the religion, against why they are torturing the women without any reason. Why women should be tortured by the religion. So I completed the book, and I sent to my friend to publish the book. But the people of Hafazat-e Islam, they you know, they hacked my friend's computer, and they got the book. Then they killed my friend, and I was away from my home, and they destroyed my computer, and then I got out of the country. So I am in outside of Bangladesh now, and I badly need to write the book again. So my atheist friend, please try to help me. I need to write the book again, and I am out of the country. I am, you know, they are searching to kill me, and I am out of everything. So please, my friend, here with my voice message, I am sending my email. So email me. I badly need your help. I need to write the book. I need to work for the women in Bangladesh. There is too many women. It's a populated country. Too many women. All Muslim women are being tortured by the religion. So please. Please, please, as a humanist, as an atheist, please work with me. Please help me to work for our women. You don't have any idea about how our women are being tortured. They are our people, our sister, our mom, our everyone. We need to help them. We need to release them from the torturing of the religion. So please.
Hello, Atheist Republic. For some, you know, obvious purposes, I don't really want to reveal who I am. I am from Africa, though, and that'll hopefully narrow it down. Anyways, so I've been a subscriber for a while now, and I've been going through your videos and your perspectives, and I kind of went through some of your ebooks that you you know have in your in those disclaimer option things that you, the links that you go to download ebooks about why there's no God and such. I was writing a paper on how my kind of people are going extinct. And when I mean my kind of people, I mean atheists and some agnostics. I look at the world now and I see this discrepancy between the religious and the atheists. And it's not easy to say, but I can honestly say that the religious people are beating us, because they have something that we may never have. They have purpose and they have conviction. And even though it may be on very shaky and false foundations, these people possess something that we don't, which is very essential to human life. I don't know who said this, but I think it was some scientist. He said, to whomever has a why, there's always a how. And these people, these religious people, have a why. They have a why of why they're born, why they're doing certain things, and why things are the way that they are, even though they're, you know, false, but they believe it, and they've now managed to do so many things. Did you know that in, I think, a few decades, Islam is going to be the biggest religion in the world? And do you know that how many people commit suicide because of nihilism? And most of these nihilistic people are actually on the atheist agnostic side. I feel like if you guys want to, and this is not like a confession of how I lost my path to God and whatnot. I did in my own way, and I found something that's better for me, and it worked for me, yes. But I look at other people who've lost that same thing, but what replaced it? Religion just didn't spring up from the ground just for no purpose whatsoever, and people just didn't accept it because, you know, because they had nothing else to do. They accepted it because it offers something significant and very valuable. And when you lose something so essential to human life, and scientists have proved this, by the way, that even human babies have this vulnerability towards religion. They have this need for religion. And when you look at our biology, even from like an evolutionary biological perspective, we need something to believe in. And I feel like you guys, as a republic or as a channel or a website or whatever, should offer a better way for atheists and for agnostics to live and to find purpose and meaning in their lives. Because in the end, it's a very cold world out there without God, to be honest. It took me a while to realize this, and I found my own version of what I need for that particular thing. But I hope you guys figure out a way to, you know, guide all these people that you want to prove to whom there is no God, and there is no Christianity, and there is no Islam, and such and such. And what else are you offering them? Like, how are they supposed to live their lives from now? You know, what's right, what's wrong? These things matter. I'm not saying that there is no such thing as secular morality, and I'm a fervent believer in secular morality. I think it's a real thing, but human beings need a guide and a way and a path and a culture and a tradition of doing things. And religion has offered that for 2 millennia, 2,000 years. And I mean, speaking from the Christian perspective, that is. And now it's no longer serving us, and we need to replace it with something. And question is what? you look at the world and how it's divided and what people are thinking.
Please consider supporting us by sharing the podcast with your fellow heathens or donating by going to atheistrepublic.com and clicking on support. Subscribe to Atheist Republic voicemails on iTunes, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast app. And please leave us a review.